Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Radio Show. This is week 137, and we have an absolutely beautiful guest today. Her name is Sharon Taphorn, and she's the author of Angel Guidance, Messages of Love and Healing, and is an international teacher, healer, author, mystic and earth keeper. And she shares wisdom, spirit and passion around the world through her radio programs and offers workshops on healing and expanding consciousness. She's been a gifted intuitive empath since arriving, and her work is multidimensional, and she's practiced in many modalities and quantum experiences. And her website is playingwiththeuniverse.com, and she's actually in the chat room with her radio show logo, and it's called Shifting Times Radio. And we'll bring her on in just a few minutes, but are you there, Gary, grounding the energies over there in the United States?
I am here. Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to yet another edition of The Healing Fountain. Mm-hmm. And yes, this is we've got a pretty exciting guest on with us today, along with a lot of other stuff. So it's great to be here again.
Yeah, and she does actually take callers. So if anybody would like to phone in and... we'll just give you the telephone number. She may be taking some callers later on to give them messages if you like. And if you're phoning from outside the United States, it's 001 But if you're phoning from the United States, it's just 646-929-0461. And you can phone in. We don't bite. And I see we already have a caller. We have Natalie on the line. But before we bring Natalie on, we're going to do a few more things. We're going to play a song for a start. And we're going to do this beautiful song by Enigma. And I love this one.
I love this one as well.
The sound is weird, but it won't matter for this one because it sounds Red Indian to me. Does it to you, Gary?
That's just your Skype. It's streaming just fine.
Oh, is it? Skype, it sounds terrible. Anyway, enjoy this
one. I wish I knew
what
they were saying.
I do. It's backwards, I think. Bring Sharon straight on. Hi, Sharon. All the way from
Hello.
British Columbia.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hi,
thank
Sharon.
You for
Welcome
being
to
here.
The show. How are you?
I am pretty good.
Great.
How about
and
you?
Do you want to tell us about your book? You've got a new book out, haven't you?
I do. I have its actual release date was March 21st, although Amazon has it as March 31st, which has a nice vibration, so whatever. I don't know why they do things different. But anyway, it's called Angel Guidance, Messages of Love and Healing. And there's like 365 messages from the angels, and I do a little message each morning. And so these are expanded versions of the daily messages that I send out.
Wow.
Great.
And so it is available on Amazon. It's available on Amazon.com. There's even a little sample you can go look at there as well. It's available at Book Locker, and it's available at Amazon UK and Amazon in Australia and Amazon in Canada.
Wow. So, and you've also got a CD that is available for people who want to phone in or email you, sorry.
That's right. For what it is it's when I first started to get when the book was first finished, just to raise money to publish it, because of course it's easier to get your book self-published or faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was I pre-sold some autographed copies of the books with readings and meditations. Anyway, so if any of the listeners would like to have a copy of the meditations as our thank you gift for being sharing your space with us today, sharing your time, your love, and your light. If you want to send me an email at Sharon@playingwiththeuniverse.com, I will email you a link and you can go download them. There's three meditations. One, hopefully, we'll get a chance to do today called Working with Your Guides, Angels, Goddesses. So whatever it is you want to work with, you can, like if it's like, say it's Metatron, you can call in him. If it's Melchizedek, you can call in him. If it's Pele, you can call in her. And whoever you choose that day, you just sort of set your intent when you start. There's one of working with your guardian angels. And then there's one that's returning home to the angel realm, which is a really beautiful, loving one that, you know, where we went there before we came here in this incarnation. So we just go back there and have a little visit with people who agreed to be part of our journey and see them from another light. So that's what they are. So there's three meditations there.
Wow. That sounds absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
Lovely offer that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a bit about how you got started on your journey?
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. Okay, sure. You know, I was always a very aware child. You know, my mom said she knew by the time I'm the youngest of three children. And she said by the time I was 2 years old, she knew that I had to be raised completely different than my brother and sister. Traditional parenting rules were like out the window. They didn't work. What she found was when she talked to me like an adult and a human, I just learned everything. I did, you know, if she gave me a logical reason to do something, it was never an issue. And she said by the time I was two, she knew that I had to be raised in a completely different fashion. Nothing worked the same as with Richard and Angela. And so I'm very lucky in that, because most of the time children that I deal with that were sensitive children, often it was beaten out of them as children because they couldn't follow the same path. And so by the time when I was in kindergarten, I think the first week in kindergarten, my mother had three calls from the kindergarten school about this weird child. And so she told me, she taught me discernment very young, and she said, you know, it's okay to tell these stories at home, but be really careful where you tell them out there in the world, because not everyone can understand them. And so she didn't stifle anything in me. And I believe that most people have inherent natural abilities, but they just get shut down because of fear of what you see. And, you know, there were times when I was, you know, I'm up there in my my decades. I have a 26-year-old son, so, you know, I'm at least, you know,
over
40. And anyway, so when I was a teenager, there just wasn't a lot out there about sensitive people like there is today. So, you know, I got to, and that's where the playing in the universe of my website came from, was because what I did was I just had to experiment and learn. And, you know, I think I was like 8 years old or 9 years old, and I was at a birthday party, and the power went out. So someone decided we should have a seance. And Sharon, having no idea that other people didn't see other dimensions and realms, said sure, and brought in my girlfriend's cat that had just died. This cat went around the room actually and touched everybody, like he weaved through the circle, and the light power came on like just in the middle of this, and I'm sitting in this circle with like 12 girls with the most frightened look on your face like you've ever seen before. So that was a little scary for me, because that was my first like, oh my God, this is abnormal. Up till then, I wasn't treated differently at home, so, you know, it was okay. So I had to learn a little bit of, it was a little bit scary for those years, so I really tried to be more normal growing up. But anybody who knew me knew that, you know, I could, if they were having a problem with their boyfriends, you go see Sharon, because she'll tell you exactly what's happening, and even if it's worth pursuing this. Lots of my girlfriends in high school and guy friends got lots of free, wonderful psychic information growing up, but it wasn't something I always wanted people just to meet me and judge me, not the weird things that I did, because I by this time knew it was kind of abnormal. So it was always part of my life. And so what it was is I basically had to learn to control all this energy. I also do healing work, and so I actually was in the computer industry, and when I had my son. And when my son was three, he actually got quite sick. He actually arrested in my arms in the hospital, and I got to watch them resuscitate him. So that really changed my life. He's fine. He was actually born with only one kidney, and he was in renal failure, and we didn't know he only had one kidney, and the one he has is a deformed kidney. But he's doing great. He actually is working again. It was a miracle. He's like 6'2". He's going to be 26 this week. And kidney people are supposed to be short, so I'm thankful that it shortened him down a little bit, or he might have been 7'8". Who knows? And so he's really healthy, and he's good, and it's all good. But what it did was it changed my path. I went from the business world into the healing world. And that's when I became a nurse. And how I got into holistic healing was my patients always told me that they felt better when I touched them. And so then I thought, well, I want to learn how to work with this, like to control it. I knew it was there. I could feel it. I have the hottest hands you've ever felt, and I always have. Actually, I can, like, I've had people use my hands as hot water bottles. They're that hot.
Wow.
And I've had women in menopause not be able to have me touch them because I'm that hot.
So then what
I did was I actually signed up for a Reiki course, having no idea what Reiki even was. And I think the night before, I actually thought, you know, I should Google this, because I've signed up for this course. I have no idea what I've spent my money on even. So it was exactly what I wanted. I Googled it, and I went, oh, yeah, that's it. I want to learn how to direct the energy. And so that's what it taught me. And so Reiki is very much a part of my spiritual practice as well as a healing modality. So that started me on the holistic healing path with working with people. So the angels were sort of something I didn't work with. I always considered myself a guide girl. And I worked more with the guidance realm all my life. I always worked with them. I was never given names. I have this little group that's always talked to me, and I've always been aware of them. They would give me tones, which mean nothing to me. I know nothing about sound. So they just, what they said was they wanted me just to feel the energy of it and not to get caught up in the ego of names and things like that. So I've always had to learn to trust in what I felt. And that's how they taught me. And so as I did my Calling All Angels radio program later, and people wanted to know how to work with things, now I recognize the energies of who I've been working with all these years. But I've always been able to tap into whatever realm. All of these things are really natural for me, and I just never doubted that I could, I guess. So I just talked to them. So when I started working with the angels, it was actually strictly an accident. My mother had given me some angel cards that were just sitting around at my coffee table when people came over for readings or workshops. They would pick a card. I never actually even used them myself. One day we were doing a special on one of the radio programs where I first started doing radio, and we needed a time filler that might be like a minute or two, because we had a bunch of guests coming on one after the other, and sometimes you know, someone was hooking them up in the background, and so we needed like a minute between each one. So I said, well, let me just, I got these stupid little angel cards my mother gave me, I never even use. I was probably that disrespectful of the poor things. And I'll just pull a card for people. I'll read it out of the book. We won't have to think. It can be fast, quick, boom, boom, boom. And so we did it, and they were remarkable. People said, Sharon, like, that's amazing. Like, that was right on. I needed that. Thank you, thank you. So I sort of thought, well, I'll just add it at the end of one of my reading programs, one of my radio programs, and add it in. Mm. And so I did that, and people really liked it. And then it was about, like, 5 days later, and I'd actually been trying to get a certified angel person to come on do a radio program on the radio show. We really wanted someone who did it. We wanted someone who specialized in angels. And I have friends who've taken courses with Doreen Virtue, and none of them wanted to do a show. Oh. And anyway, so I was reading, so I was on one of those, like, the Ning site, and it was supposed to be a spiritual site, and everything on the spiritual site really just was really negative, and it was a huge site, and they had a lot of people asking questions, and it really, I actually wanted to even leave the site, but I really felt this draw that these poor people needed help.
Yeah, they needed you.
Needed someone to contribute.
Yeah.
Well, and something positive without a message of personal gain, you know, it wasn't for trying to pick up clients or trying to do anything. So the angel said, well, why don't you just pick a card and give whatever it says on the card. So I didn't, it wasn't any more work than reading and typing. So that's how I actually started to do it, and I didn't sign my name to it, anything like that. It just was called Angel Card of the Day. And then I did that for a couple of months, and then I really started to not like the angel messages. I found some of them gave your power away, and I didn't want the message to say that. And they said, well, why don't you write what you'd like us to say? And so that started the angel wisdom. I changed it to Angel Wisdom. And I didn't put my name on it originally because that was never my intention. It was just to help people so they'd have a place to go that had no other agenda other than to help them. So I started to do this, and the only reason I ever added my name was another lady started to do Angel Card of the Day by Sharon. And so people started to get confused, and so they just said, well, put your name on it. So that's when I added my name.
Yeah.
And then how the book came about was, like, 3 years later, I was working on this book for a long time. I worked casual. You say you work with people with disabilities. I worked casual in a nursing home with people with dementia and things like that. And it's always been, you know, I love to make a difference in their lives. And so it's a way to have, you know, to know I have guaranteed income and I don't have to worry about anything else. And I can do my free programs and keep all that in my life and keep my balance in my physical world and my spiritual, mental, emotional world. And I got strangled actually about almost 2 years ago now by a resident who didn't want to be placed where he was. So I've had this whole healing journey that I've also had to go through on my own. I can't talk like I used to be able to talk for hours and never stop. And right now my voice is really scratchy and it didn't used to be at all. And so I've had to work with that. I've actually lost use of my dominant arm in the shoulder, so I can't carry anything. I can like use my arm small amounts, et cetera. And so I had to cut back on my typing and things like that. I couldn't sit at the computer. I couldn't do work. And, you know, I used to do hours worth of stuff. And it really slowed me down. And my first book wasn't coming out, and it wasn't coming out. One day I was doing some work, and I was feeling really sad. And the angel said, well, you know, like you do work every day on the messages that you put out. Put them together in a book. And so that's where the Angel Guidance book came from, and so but I just expanded them, and so that's sort of just a really quick, brief, here we go on Sharon. And,
Well, really quickly, really briefly, let's fast forward up until yesterday when we had the eclipse and the alignments, the planetary alignments of the sun, the earth, the Pleiades, the moon. What are your insights and what are your feelings on that, really briefly?
Well, you know, I've been really busy for like the last month, just really crazy busy in my life. And even on my radio show last week, I said, something's going on out there and I haven't had time to check and see what it is. And I said, something's going on. And sure enough, like 4 hours later, my favorite astrologer sent me a blurb just on exactly what you said. And I went, of course, that's exactly it. And of course, I asked him to send me something because I didn't have time to go look. And so what I think it is I think that it's an opportunity to awaken for people. It's a vibrational shift that's more sensitive. And so it allows us to all become more sensitive and expand who we are at a quicker rate if you want to tap into it. On the other hand, I think those people who are not tapping into it are feeling really overwhelmed with life and really because, of course, that's what it's about, awakening. So if they're resisting it, mm-hmm. they're really not having a lot of fun right now.
That's right. But anyway, Sharon, I think we've got like 5 or 6 callers waiting on the switchboard.
Sure.
And if we want to manage to get the meditation in as well, we're just going to have a really fast reading for each one of them, aren't we?
Yep. Well, that's okay. I'm pretty good at doing quick reads. Actually, I talk really fast when I get into reading. So you get like a 5-minute reading in a minute and a half.
Oh,
so it's
brilliant.
Really nice that it's archived.
Okay. So do you want to bring Natalie on, Gary, please?
I shall. I'll go ahead and bring on the first caller. Calling on Click to Talk. It's Natalie Tancred.
Hi.
Anyway, I'll go ahead and bring her on. Natalie, hi.
Hi.
You're on the air with Sharon. What's your name?
Hi, guys.
We know your name. Where are you calling from?
This is Natalie. I'm calling from Haiti.
Haiti?
You're calling
from
Haiti. Wow. I have my daughter's name, Natalie, so that's easy to remember. Hi, what's your question?
My question is one of my twins a psychic, or can she communicate with the other world?
Absolutely. Just before I was calling you on, what I do is I have about like 12 decks of cards, and so I just picked a few and brought them here. And so as I was tapping into you, the first thing I got was third eye. And so your first question is on psychic ability. So yes, definitely someone is communicating with you that way and can communicate that way.
Okay. Is she going to develop it or...
If she wants, and that's exactly, this must be a message for her through you. And so you guys have a really strong bond, a really many lifetimes you've been together. And so in this lifetime, it is really important for you guys to be together because you are part of her awakening, I think, in all of this and helping her, first of all, trust and feel safe in what she's doing and to let her know that it's all the energy of love and that what she's seeing is the energy of love and she can choose that. You know, you get what you think about whether you want it or not, so it's always a choice. And that I really feel that she really does want to develop this, and all she has to do is put some focused intention on it and keep her thoughts, feelings, and actions based in love, based in trust, focused on what she wants, and she will get there.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks, Natalie. That was a really brilliant, fast message.
Yeah, and you know, it's
Absolutely.
Always really funny to me. I love it when they're right on because it even still, after all these years, still amazes me.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got
a
couple
of
callers.
We'll go ahead and put you on mute, Natalie, so you can just hang on the line and continue listening to the show or hang up or whatever. But we'll go ahead and mute you, and we'll bring on the next caller. Are we ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay. The next caller is from a 484 area code. We'll go ahead and bring them on. 484, hi, on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Blessings, Marilyn from PA.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey.
Hi.
And what's your question you have for...
I was wondering what is up for healing as to my son and I, our relationship?
Okay.
Or what's going on there?
How old is your son?
20.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, your son is an indigo child, okay? You know that?
Uh-huh.
All right. So that means he's really aware. So are you aware of that? Is he aware of that?
I don't know because he doesn't talk to me that much.
Okay. So he's not around at all.
No, he
sort
is.
You know?
No, he's like a teenage kid. He doesn't talk to his mom.
Okay. All right. I'll just tell you, actually, not even without the angels, what I did with my son, because, you know, I was a single mother and I raised my son and I raised him by myself. And we had a little bit of a rough spot in those teenage years. And to me, it just felt like I really didn't want that. I wanted to have a really wonderful, positive relationship with him. And I worked really hard on that. And so I did two techniques that from a course that I took, and I actually facilitate and teach, although I haven't done it for a while, called the 10 Principles of Consciously Creating. And I did two things within that. One of them was sleep state programming, and the other is masterminding. And these two work really well together. And so what they are is sleep state programming is You know, like there's our higher self is doesn't need sleep. The human body needs sleep. We need sleep. When we're not asleep, we are free to do everything that we choose. And so every night before I would go to bed, I made little cards and I wrote my little affirmation type things and for the sleep state program. So before I would go to bed, I would ask my higher self to visit my son's higher self. My son's name is Nicholas. So I'd say, higher self, please visit Nicholas's higher self, and your higher self will only do things in love. Okay? Yes. So if it's a personal agenda, forget it. It's got to come from love for, like, the good of all. So it has to be, like, ultra love, like, you know. And so I said, go tell my son that I love him and that it's really important for me to have a positive, loving relationship with him. And that's what I want more than anything in the world. You know, you can say, you know, I know growing up isn't easy. I did it too. Been there, done that. I want to be your friend. I want to be your support. I want to be there for you. That is my contract with you. And that's it. Just pure love, send it on its way. And then I had these little cards, and I had like some people who would be willing to every day energize the thought of me having a wonderful, loving relationship with my son, just envision that I am so happy and grateful that I now have a loving, positive, wonderful, supportive relationship with my son. And literally within 3 days, our relationship changed.
Great.
And in fact, your message here says to trust your. They're telling me to hurry up. I'm talking too long. Trust your inner divine instincts. Trust your mother qualities, your nurturing qualities. You are getting the signs, and you will get the signs. Trust in them, and know that you actually are an opportunity for the doors to open. So just open with your heart. Go with your heart. Remember a time when you were open and loving, and hold the energy of that time as you bring it into the future. And I better shush now and move on.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
And I can make a quick suggestion as well. Take a pen and paper and sit down and think of all the good things you love about your son, all of those things, and write them down.
Nice.
Let your imagination just run away with itself and just all of the things you love the most about him, write them down.
Yeah. I mean, teenagers are hormones on legs anyway, aren't they? So they're all the same. I've got a couple of grandsons.
Well, he will become those things mostly to you.
Yeah, and they do grow and change, and they do become wonderful adults, and they love you.
Yeah.
And I actually had, I actually have a funny story with that, because I did that with my son once, and that's what he said, remember a really beautiful time. And when my son was really little, his favorite thing would be to get up in the morning and sit on my lap and put his head on my chest while I was like doing my morning work on my computer. I'd be like updating my website or something, and he would sit there for 15 minutes. And so I was trying to bring that energy in, and I was sitting at the computer, and he came out of his bedroom, and I had that energy, and I looked up at him, and he looked at me, and he said, "What the hell's the matter with you?" And I burst out laughing. So anyway, at least I laughed.
Anyway, that's a beautiful message, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
And
yes, thank you for calling here.
We have a wonderful meditation that we're hoping to do that Sharon has sent us. And so we're going to just continue as quickly as we can so that we have time to play it.
You know, it's up to you guys if you want to do the meditation or not. If people want to just keep having questions, they can always have the meditations when they send me an email and I send them a link. It's up to you guys.
Oh, well, the rest of us, we're hoping to have them as well.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll ask for no more callers to call in, if possible, because we may just get through this next few.
Okay
then, so do you want to bring the next one on, Gary, or do you want me to? It's up to you.
I can. I'll go ahead and get the next one on.
Okay.
This one is from the 818 area code. Go ahead and bring them up. 818, you are on air with Sharon. What's your name and where are you calling from?
And what's your question?
Hello, 818.
Are you there? Is she just listening?
It may be listening.
Okay, well, we'll mute that caller and bring the next one on, okay?
Okay, let's take a look.
It's 972.
Quickly, the next one.
972.
My name is Michaela. I'm calling from Dallas.
Dallas? Sorry, what was your name? I missed that.
Michaela.
Michaela.
Hi,
Michaela.
Hi.
What's the question you have for Sharon?
I am concerned about my daughter. First of all, I want to thank you so much for that higher self going to my daughter thing. I soaked that in. I'm going to pull that off, get it on an iPod, and play it every day. But my daughter is in a really negative relationship. She doesn't realize that, but she's with some very harmful people that are teaching her all kinds of horrible ways, the parents, the siblings, the boyfriend, the whole everybody she's associated with right now. And I'm just concerned with when she's going to separate herself from that and if she will be safe when she separates herself from that.
Okay. First thing, again, I pulled these cards and they're perfect and I absolutely love it. All you can do is, you know, we obviously want our children to have these wonderful, perfect lives and that they don't have to learn from their own mistakes. They can learn from ours. However, what we have to understand is they're going to be who they're going to be and everything. We cannot change them. We can only change who we are and how we feel about things. And so all you can do is really support her and love her and let her know that she always has a safe place. Again, those two techniques I just said will help you immensely. And so what you can always be is a really safe place for her when the time comes that she sees what's going on. And they said that for you to, you know, to use the principles of the law of attraction, remember that you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. And so it's really important for you to see her arriving in your life safely, soundly, healthy, happy, whole, safe, and coming to light, getting the lesson she needs out of this very quickly with as little harm or growth that she needs. Although if she needs that, that's what her journey is. And so what your journey is just to support and love her unconditionally with that and to take care of yourself. They said, trust your instinct. You have the divine energy. Do you have the energy to heal? Put her in a little orb of your love and protection every day. You know, use like nice soft pink and green lights and do those kinds of things. And just trust in that. Keep the focus. Keep your thoughts positive. You know, if you have a little, oh, I'm worried thought come in, just envision her healthy, happy, and coming to your door safe and knowing she has a safe place to go.
Okay. All right, is that something that by any chance could be anytime soon? I'm really afraid this is going to turn into a long-term lifestyle for her.
You know, I think that it can happen. I do think there's a possibility, and I think it will happen sooner than you think.
Okay.
And, you know, if not, you just have to honor them in it. And, you know, I actually had a family member going through a similar thing, and it actually became a lifelong thing. And her second husband, although wasn't physically abusive, he had other abusive qualities, and it took her a long time to change. And she's actually still with him, and she did change her life and changed it, and they actually have a pretty healthy, happy relationship now. So that's all we can ever hope for is just love and support the other people along the way.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And it's never easy. Those are the fun things.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it isn't at all. And especially our children, because, you know, we want them to have perfect lives. But that's what I do with my son is I just imagine wherever he is, he's going to do what he's going to do. So I just imagine him arriving safely through the door with a smile on his face telling me he just had the best time. And that's it. And, you know, and so that's the image that I try to always hold instead of what could be going on out there. And, of course, I can tap into it and sometimes know what's happening out there.
That's lovely. Because we all had to make our mistakes, didn't we?
We did, exactly.
We didn't let our mothers tell us, did we?
Yep, no. Nope. You have to learn.
Yeah.
And some people have to, you know, and lots of times people who have really dramatic lives in the early years are meant to be teachers, so they get a lot of stuff in really quickly so that they can use them as examples because that does help. And so that's why I think I had a naughty teenage son because I can help all these people with their naughty teenage children.
Oh.
And, you know, you work much better from experience than from do as I say, because I don't know, you know what I mean? And that's really the new way of
being naughty. A naughty teenager is like, you know, it goes with the genetics.
You know, I wasn't in any ways a goody-goody, but the cops never had to bring me home, okay?
Me neither.
Oh, well,
just
for
part of it, because actually I knew all the cops in town, so they would always let me off. But you know, that's the whole story.
I was one of those naughty teenage sons, so I understand. I've been there. But in order to make those mistakes, I have been granted some sort of amount of freedom to make them. So, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the experiences. So there it is. And I understand parents' desire to, you know, keep their child safe, but they're on their own journey. You know.
So thank you for your call.
Bring them into the world.
Thanks a lot for your call, and we better take the next caller if we want to get this meditation doing. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
So we have someone who's been on the line 21 minutes, or is that the person who's been holding on? 212.
212, here we go.
Hello?
212, you're on here with Sharon.
Yes.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
We can hear you.
Okay. My name is Anna. I'm calling from New York. And my question is, I have been trying to make my life work here in New York. I've lived here for 2 years. But I am planning to move now, but I'm a little bit scared to move back to Europe. I'm kind of afraid I'll feel a little stuck there because I have to start my life over. What do you see for me? Like, do you see it being okay, or I would like to have some advice, please, or some guidance.
All right, so as soon as I looked at these little cards, I have to smile because, of course, they all talk about, they said if you, I got like the God box card, which is about taking your worries and your concerns or your desires and putting them on a piece of paper and putting them in a special container called your God box. And so the first thing they said was, and you said you're a little not sure, and they said put any fears or doubts away. I feel that this actually, whatever move you do have is very much in alignment with what you want to do. And so they said, trust your inner knowingness and trust that optimistic self. Don't let that, you know, there's that, your that part of you that, you know, like the good angel and the bad angel that's sitting on your shoulder that they teach us about when we're children. And so that's sort of like your spiritual energy and your ego finding their way to live together and balance within you. And so that voice that says, you know, things might be, you know, you're going back, it might be a step back, those kinds of things, is your ego just trying to protect you. And so what it is, first of all, they said, give it a new rule, assign it a new duty. You're not a four-year-old anymore that it has to protect. And so what you want to do is you want it to help you have discernment, but you want to learn to trust yourself. And they said, you have a good inner knowingness. You are really connected. So once you surrender and release the fears and the worries, everything else will come together. And the God box is actually a really cute little thing. If you guys have just a second, I'll tell you what it is. And it's from Doreen Virtue's Angel Therapy Cards. And so she said, what a God box is they are time-honored tools for gaining peace of mind and answers to your prayers. If you don't already have a container specifically for use as a God box, now is the time to buy, make one, or designate one. Choose an ornate container that invokes a sense of mystic or majestic. For instance, a royal purple box, or one decorated with crystals, or one decorated with pictures that mean something to you, things like that. Ask your angels to guide you to a wonderful God box, and then follow their guidance to find and make a container that's right for you. Place your God box where you can see it and have easy access to it. And so what you do is you write on little pieces of paper, you write prayer requests, you write down the prayer requests or the worries for divine intervention in an effective way to work in partnership with your angels. You can write something short or lengthy, and you will receive the same results. What matters most is that you write from your heart and then give the paper to the heaven symbolically, either by burning it, which can release it, or by putting it in the freezer, which can stop a situation from progressing, burying it, which can help emotional healing, or putting the paper in your God box for if it's something you want to create in the future. And so that's just really good tools that can help you.
Well, that's interesting because I had a God box already. I was going to do that. I was going to write everything in my God box, and now you're telling me to do it. It's,
perfect.
I think these readings are like mind reading, basically. I don't know, but it's basically what I was thinking of doing.
Perfect. Actually, what I do, and actually there's a question here in one of the chat rooms from Javinda, and she said, can you do it without your angels? Because we are all angels ourselves. That's true. We are all connected to the other realms, and we can do all these things, and you don't have to. It's just sometimes it's easier if you have people to work with, and most people don't trust in themselves enough, and that's the big thing. Trust is a big, huge thing. As well, before I start the show, what I did was, as we were getting ready, I asked that all the – what I do is I open up my higher self, and I say anybody's angels who wants is coming in to come and be open to me so that I can be the channel for it and get the message. So yeah, it is like mind reading, and I get people who say that all the time in my angel cards. I just pick out like the message I do every day is supposed to help all those drawn to it, and I get so many people who say, are you reading my mind? Did you write that message to me? And I always say, yeah, I did, because of course we are, because they know who's going to come and read it and who's going to be there, and you know, I just open up to whatever wants to come through me.
That's brilliant. Anyway, we're going to have to bash on now. And
okay.
And I've already called in the angelic realm as well, so we are in the presence of the angelic realm. But we're going to do our ceremony, our candle lighting ceremony, really quickly, so we can get on with the meditation. So we'd like to apologize to the people that we haven't had time to get on the show, but we'll have Sharon back on as soon as possible. Okay, Sharon?
All right.
Thanks a lot. Lovely
Thank
messages
you.
There. Here we go then. We'll do the candle ceremony. We always do this absolutely live every week. And we light our candles to represent the light that we take out into the world and to represent that we're a healing circle of love and light. And we've lit our Nag Champa, which purifies the atmosphere and creates positivity. And as I said, we've already invited the angelic realm, so we are in the presence of the angelic realm wherever we are in the world, whatever time zone we're on. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, We feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Take some deep breaths. We're going to go on a journey. And so before we do, it is important to breathe. Slow down your heart rate. Release any thoughts or energy that you're holding within your body. Feel the beautiful light that enters within. As you find yourself floating, becoming lighter, floating up to the roof. Almost like you're spinning slowly into a vortex. A allow this vortex of light to transport you out of the dimension of time and space and sending you gently off and as you swirl about and travel. I want you to think of your master, your guide, your archangel, or your goddess that you're going to be working with. And begin to call forth their name. And as you are calling them, they begin to prepare a sacred garden for your arrival. And so as you feel drawn to arrive in your magical place, allow it to begin to materialize before you. Touch down on the beautiful space and await the arrival of the masters and guides and beautiful archangels who you have called forward to work with you this day. Allow them to all appear and receive the messages that they wish to share with you this day. And listen, listen, listen. And so take a moment and ask these beings of light how you can better work with their energies, how you can better receive their messages, or ask for clarity about a message that you think that you have been receiving. This is your opportunity to discuss and share and gain greater understanding in all aspects of your journey. Moment now and feel the beautiful love and the wisdom that they have to share with you, and know that you can always feel your connection and tap into their energy. The more you become familiar with the feel of them, of being with them, and so take a moment now and allow each of them to share their energy and their love with you. And so each time that you work with this beautiful being of light. Feel its energy. Allow your vibration to rise to an even higher level, to make your connection even stronger, more connected, and deeper. And so thank them for everything that you have learned, everything that you have felt, and the wisdom that you have shared with each other this day. You say goodbye. The swirling colors of light envelop you once again and begin to send you back, back to the awareness of time and space. Back to the sensations of your physical body. And feel the wonderful energy that has been spiraling around you. Then take some deep breaths. Feel your physical body stretch. Cover your eyes and welcome yourself back. Gently awakening, feeling healed and revitalized and energized. Thank you.
Oh, that was Sanctus by Libra. And thank you for that absolutely wonderful meditation. That was brilliant, Sharon. So don't forget,
yes,
Sharon,
thank you so much.
Yeah, as she mentioned earlier, if you want to email her, she'll send you a copy of that beautiful meditation.
And Sharon, could you come back on with us really quickly and share with us your website? How can we reach you?
Sorry, I pushed the wrong button. Well, you know, that's what I find actually when I do my shows on Thursdays on Blog Talk here. If anybody wants to check in at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. But what I find is that when I start to do readings, and I'm doing it now, I actually have problems even sometimes formulating.
Hello?
Words in the real world, and I have problems being in that left brain mind because I'm in the world. So, did you? I'm here.
What is your Blog Talk Radio channel? What's your BTR channel?
Shifting Times Radio.
Yeah, it's in the
Shifting
chat room.
Times,
it's just,
so it's
Shifting
Times. blogtalkradio.com/Shifting Times Radio. Is that it?
Yeah.
All one word?
With Sharon
Capone.
Wow, and she was absolutely brilliant and absolutely fabulous messages as well.
And what's your website really quickly?
My website is www.playingwiththeuniverse.com.
That's great.
And, you know, because that's really we're all here to learn to play in the energy, so.
And you'll see your book on there, won't they? You'll see your book.
It's right there, right up front.
and I'm sure I'd love to read that myself, actually, because I think it's brilliant. And next week, can I just tell you that we've got Juvanda and Gary, and between them, they're going to do an absolutely wonderful show, as usual. So tune in next week, and I'll miss you guys, but I'll be laid on my deck chair somewhere in Ibiza. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, I'm sure you're going to miss us like a train wreck. Yeah, you're going to be out there having a nice holiday. And,
I need a holiday, that's for sure.
Well-deserved holiday as well.
I think I'm going to come
on next week and talk a bit about my Uncle David Swallow, Lakota medicine man, and his take on Lakota prophecy for 2012. So,
yeah, that would be brilliant. I'll tune in.
That's what we'll talk about.
I'll catch that in archives later on. And thank you to the Angelic Realm for being with us today. Thank you once again to Sharon. And to Gary. Thank you very much, Gary, for doing a great job.
Thank you, Jen Christie.
And thank you, Sharon. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you,
everybody, for being here and helping to co-create the wonderful energy. And we'll play out with this one. I love this song. It's really uplifting.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you Friday on The Kids Show and my show on Saturday. I love you all.
Me too. Bye.
Yeah. summertime.